2021年初三英语评估一
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1.It is great fun to take a walk at the beach in summer. 1. It is great fun to take a walk at the beach in summer.
2. The fire burnt the forest and caused the death of many animals.2. The fire burnt the forest and caused the death of many animals.
3. The astronauts are going to explore a new planet in space. 3. The astronauts are going to explore a new planet in space.
4. I am so lucky to be a member of the school choir this term. 4. I am so lucky to be a member of the school choir this term.
5. Mary's dream is to be a painter when she grows up.5. Mary's dream is to be a painter when she grows up. 6. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. Hi, Sarah.A nice day, isn't it?
Yes, but tomorrow won't be a good day for a picnic. It will rain heavily.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow? Six. Hi, Sarah. A nice day, isn't it?
Yes, but tomorrow won't be a good day for a picnic. It will rain heavily.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow? 7. Can you stay for dinner?
I'd love to, but I have to go and post 2 letters before picking up the children from school.
Question. Where will the woman go first?7. Can you stay for dinner?
I'd love to, but I have to go and post 2 letters before picking up the children from school.
Question. Where will the woman go first? 8. Rose, you'll have to go to school by yourself. My car doesn't work today.
Okay, Dad.I can ride my new bicycle.
Take care, then.
Question. How is Rose going to school today?
Eight. Rose, you'll have to go to school by yourself. My car doesn't work today.
Okay, Dad. I can ride my new bicycle.
Take care, then.
Question.How is Rose going to school today?
9. Excuse me, is this shop open on Sundays?
Yes, of course.
What time does it usually open?
It usually opens at 7:30 during weekdays, but an hour later on Saturdays and Sundays.
Question. When does the shop open at the weekends? Nine. Excuse me, is this shop open on Sundays?
Yes, of course.
What time does it usually open?
It usually opens at 7:30 during weekdays, but an hour later on Saturdays and Sundays.
Question. When does the shop open at the weekends?
10. What's the matter, Paul? You look upset.
I locked my key in the car, but I have to go to the airport to pick up my aunt.
Question. What can we learn about Paul from the conversation? Ten. What's the matter, Paul? You look upset.
I locked my key in the car, but I have to go to the airport to pick up my aunt.
Question. What can we learn about Paul from the conversation?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。 符合的用T表示, 不符合的用F表示。
In Florida, one McDonald's customer started a pay-it-forward chain that made other 249 customers to be generous and do the same. ABS News reported the spirit of giving was in the air as 250 drive-through customers at a local McDonald's paid for the meals of people next to them. Lakeland customer Tori Keane was paying for her food when she decided to pay for the meal of the car following hers. When McDonald's cashier Figueroa told the next customer her food had already been paid by the car before, the customer was moved. That was when she thought she would love to do the same, and the domino effect followed. It kept going and going, Figueroa told ABS News. After the 15th car, I started making the number of people that were taking part on a piece of paper. Figueroa, who worked from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m, said pay it forward chain almost lasted for her entire shift. I just kept giving all the people I met the same message, and they were all so surprised and happy, she continued. One lady even paid for the meals of the next three cars behind her. While people were amazed by how generous they could get, Figueroa said she had never experienced something like that before in her 12 years of working for McDonald's. Keane phoned Figueroa when the pay-it-forward came out in the local news. She said that she was the customer that started the long chain of kindness. Keane said that she was surprised by the number of people who continued her good deed when she was only trying to brighten someone's day.
请再听一遍.
In Florida, one McDonald's customer started a pay-it-forward chain that made other 249 customers to be generous and do the same. ABS News reported the spirit of giving was in the air as 250 drive-through customers at a local McDonald's paid for the meals of people next to them. Lakeland customer Tori Keane was paying for her food when she decided to pay for the meal of the car following hers. When McDonald's cashier Figueroa told the next customer her food had already been paid by the car before, the customer was moved. That was when she thought she would love to do the same, and the domino effect followed. It kept going and going, Figueroa told ABS News. After the 15th car, I started making the number of people that were taking part on a piece of paper. Figueroa, who worked from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m, said pay it forward chain almost lasted for her entire shift. I just kept giving all the people I met the same message, and they were all so surprised and happy, she continued. One lady even paid for the meals of the next three cars behind her. While people were amazed by how generous they could get, Figueroa said she had never experienced something like that before in her 12 years of working for McDonald's. Keen phoned Figueroa when the pay it forward came out in the local news. She said that she was the customer that started the long chain of kindness. Keen said that she was surprised by the number of people who continued her good deed when she was only trying to brighten someone's day. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容。每空格现填一词。
The oldest school in the United States, Boston Latin, opened in 1635. Before that, most kids were taught what they needed to learn at home. When you learn reading, math, and other subjects taught in school from your parents or private teachers who come to your house, it's called homeschooling. A kid may be the only one, or he or she may be taught with brothers, sisters, or kids from the neighborhood. Parents choose to homeschool their children for many different reasons. Sometimes a kid is sick and can't go to a regular school. But more often, kids are homeschooled because their parents feel they can give their child a better education than the local school can. You might wonder if kids have to go to school. It's true that kids must be educated, but the law allows kids to be schooled at home. In fact, more than 1.3 million students do it in the USA alone. These kids can learn just as much as they do in regular school, but their parents are in charge of their education. Homeschool parents must make sure that their kids get the instruction and the necessary experiences. The parents may also have to write a report every year to explain to the government who's teaching the kid and which subjects are being taught at home.
请再听一遍。
The oldest school in the United States, Boston Latin, opened in 1635. Before that, most kids were taught what they needed to learn at home. When you learn reading, math, and other subjects taught in school from your parents or private teachers who come to your house, it's called homeschooling. A kid may be the only one, or he or she may be taught with brothers, sisters, or kids from the neighborhood. Parents choose to homeschool their children for many different reasons. Sometimes a kid is sick and can't go to a regular school. But more often, kids are homeschooled because their parents feel they can give their child a better education than the local school can. You might wonder if kids have to go to school. It's true that kids must be educated, but the law allows kids to be schooled at home. In fact, more than 1.3 million students do it in the USA alone. These kids can learn just as much as they do in regular school, but their parents are in charge of their education. Homeschool parents must make sure that their kids get the instruction and the necessary experiences. The parents may also have to write a report every year to explain to the government Who's teaching the kid and which subjects are being taught at home?